The Lord be with you.
And
with a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside, knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you come from.' You will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers,' and there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, you yourselves cast out. The people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, the last will be first, and some of the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord.
Brothers and sisters, good evening to you all. How are you this evening? Good. An open-air evangelist was preaching on today's gospel text and warning his congregation about the eternal damnation, saying, "On the day of judgment," he said, "there will be weeping and grinding of teeth." But an old woman in the crowd asked, "Look, preacher, I got no teeth." "Never mind," says the evangelist, "and the teeth will be provided." Today's readings speaks about God's plan on our future life. God has his own plan on our each individual future life. Our faith teaches us that this our earthly life will come to an end, and that death will introduce us into a new life that lasts forever. And so, to be saved means to be with God in our future life, to see him as he is, to share his life and his joy without fear of ever losing him. God not just wants, but longs that everyone may be saved. He wants us all home in heaven with him and forever. So it is up to each one of us to decide whether to be saved or not to be saved or lost. So we need to decide whether we need to be saved or be lost. So when we go back to the history of today's gospel reading, the pride Jewish religious leaders deprived the wrong conclusion, saying that God is only for us, the Jews, and only God will save us, and other people will not be saved at all, because God belongs to us. So no one must pray to our God, and no one must ask God to save. God is only for us. And some leaders among the Pharisees said, not all the Jews will not be saved. Only those groups who follow the teachings of Pharisees will be saved. Others are not. And on the other side, hence Jews were sure to attain salvation. They doomed all non-Jews people. You have no right to enter into the salvation. This is the background that was going on at the time of Jesus' proclamation about the salvation. So in all probabilities, it was this opinion what moved the man of today's gospel to ask Jesus, is it true that only a few are saved? Yes? Not really a very good question. But somehow he had a doubt how they are saved and how other people are not saved. That's why this man asked this question. People like to ask questions to Jesus because there are so many doubts among the people that are going about their own religion and about their own culture and about their own life. So many doubts. So many people ask their own leaders what to do, how to do. And so many people ask Jesus too, what to do, how to do. Even the disciples ask so many questions to Jesus. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Already they want to know what is going to be in heaven and who is going to be saved and so on. So disciples also ask so many questions to Jesus. Even though Jesus did not say how many may or may not be saved, he does give us some very important advice. The advice of Jesus is, strive to get through the narrow door, the door that leads to eternal life, and do not wait until the last minute to do it. Don't wait until the last minute to enter into the narrow door. Start now. Start now. The door that is easy to get through will take you to a place where we'll find no happiness. The key idea here is that to get through the narrow door requires effort on our part. We need to strive. We need to put our effort to enter into the narrow door. Jesus said, strive to get through the narrow door. What does that mean for us? What is this narrow door? We have wider ones. We can go travel freely. We can go and come. Why Jesus wants us to enter into the narrow gate? Narrow gate. Does this mean we have to torture ourselves? It is not that easy to go through the narrow gate. You cannot carry luggage. Jesus took this gate from the wall towards Jerusalem city. The wall that was constructed towards the Jerusalem city. In weekdays, all the big doors will be kept open because there will be business and people are coming and going into the city and going out. So all the big doors will be kept open. But in special days, some days, all the big doors will be closed and there will be narrow door. It is hard to carry the luggage too. Sometimes it is hard for the huge people to go through. So Jesus takes this. How hard it is to enter into the narrow door. So you need to be prepared for that. So it means Jesus is not asking us to torture ourselves. He is not putting our life into hard. The agony we have to go through is to fight against our selfishness and pride. In brief, keep the commandments. This is what Jesus means, narrow door means. We need to fight against our selfishness and pride. The mere fact of belonging to a certain group saves no one. Belonging to the Pharisees-like party or even to the chosen people like us saves no one. The people who know Jesus personally while walking on the earth or even to Jesus' family members saves no one. To a priest, a nun, a bishop, or even pope is no passport to enter into heaven. Then, what saves us a person is to repent of our own sins and to do God's will and to be concerned about one's own neighbor. This is what really counts in order to be saved. So, everyone will have the plan. So, I need to be saved. I need to be saved. I need to enter into the heavenly kingdom. I need to be with my God with great joy and happiness. Everyone wills for that. So, there will be surprises in heaven. So, we will be surprised to see that many people we expected to be in heaven are not there. We will be surprised to see that the people we never expected to be in heaven are there. We will be surprised to see that we are in heaven. And we should be surprised that God somehow went out of his way to save us because we showed the goodwill and generosity to cooperate with his grace. This is the answer to the question, who will be saved, when and how? So, what these readings teach us today? We need to cooperate with God's grace daily given to us. We need to cooperate with God. We need to cooperate with all the blessings that we have been receiving from God. So, when we cooperate with God by choosing the narrow way and the narrow gate of self-control and self-disciplining of our evil tenderness, evil habits and addictions, by loving others, seeing the face of Jesus in them and sharing our blessings with them sacrificially, in this way we will be saved and we will enter into the heavenly kingdom. So some people may say, Jesus, from the beginning I was with you. I was in the church. I was with the community. I was participating in everything. Why the gates are not open to me? Why? Jesus says, hey, my dear son, I do not know you. The door will not be open to you. Because all our life, Christian life, we never might have done in right way. We might have not believed in God improperly. We might have not expressed our faith, our trust in God in proper way. So there we are losing everything. So, as Jesus said, He is ready to save us, and He has shown so many ways how we can save. So it is our responsibility to listen to God, to listen to the commandments of God, and to follow with great joy and happiness. So we need to question ourselves, am I in the list of liberation? Am I in the list of saving power? Am I preparing myself, concentrating on the saving power? Am I living or leading my life? Am I preparing now to save myself? These are the questions we need to ask. When you question yourself, and you will receive the answer whether you are saved or saving or not saved.